from Washington. This is VOA News. The president of Ukraine says thousands of Russians are fighting on Ukraine's soil. And the prime minister flees a coup in Lesotho. I'm Joe Palca, reporting from Washington. Ukrainian President Petro Poroshenko says thousands of Russian troops and hundreds of Russian tanks are fighting on Ukrainian soil, and he's pleading with the European Union to take stronger action to help his government. Mr. Poroshenko spoke Saturday in Brussels at a summit meeting of EU leaders, with the fighting in Ukraine at the top of the agenda. He said failing to resolve the crisis in Ukraine could result in the conflict between separatists and government forces spreading to other parts of Europe.
Let's not try to flame the new, not to initiate, to spark the new flame of war in Europe. That is what I'm proud that we survive a generation without the war, and I hate the idea.
European Commission head José Manuel Barroso says the crisis in Ukraine is reaching the point of no return as Russia continues to back pro-Russia separatists in eastern Ukraine. It is unclear who controls the tiny southern African kingdom of Lesotho following allegations of a military coup and reports of gunfire in the capital on Saturday. The army denies it has taken over, military spokesman Major Ntele Ntoy.
Only what happened this morning was that the command of the Lesotho Defense Force, acting after receiving several intelligence reports that amongst the police service, there are some elements who are actually planning.
However, Lesotho's Prime Minister Thomas Tabane called it a coup. This is VOA News. Mr. Tabane fled to neighboring South Africa, by the way. The French government is pressing for the United Nations to intervene in anarchy-struck Libya, arguing that without exceptional support, the North African country could fall into chaos and spread terrorism across the region. Some regional powers are already covertly intervening. The first mysterious airstrikes came on August the 18th and were followed 4 days later by another sortie. Not that they had much effect. Pro-Islamist militias still seized Tripoli's badly damaged international airport, catching much media attention. Libya has no truly functioning air force, so who launched them? U.S. officials tell VOA the warplanes came from the United Arab Emirates and used bases in neighboring Egypt. Jamie Detmer has more for VOA News.
Republicans are offering solutions America's workers can count on. Our solution.
I beg your pardon, that is the wrong sound. Actuality, and we'll try to have that for you in a later newscast. The officials, however, insist that the Obama administration did not approve the raids, but was aware that they were likely to be launched. The Liberian government has lifted the quarantine it imposed on impoverished Monrovia neighborhood in an attempt to contain the spread of Ebola. The government on Saturday removed barricades around the seaside district of West Point. That move prompted celebrations from residents and led shopkeepers to reopen their stores. Riot police clashed with residents when the government abruptly imposed the restrictions 10 days ago. Residents feared they would be cut off from supplies of food and water. A suicide bomber targeting the Iraqi military has killed at least 11 people, including 4 soldiers, in a town near Baghdad. Iraqi authorities say the bomber detonated explosives in his car at an army checkpoint about 20 kilometers south of the capital. At least 24 people were wounded in the attack. United Nations says 44 peacekeepers taken from their post on the Syria-Israel border a day earlier were removed for their own protection. The UN said Friday it has received assurances from credible sources that the peacekeepers are safe and in good health, and that the intention behind those holding the peacekeepers was to remove them from an active battlefield. The name of the group holding the soldiers, however, has not been released. And U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry has called for a broad global coalition to combat Islamic State militants, also known as ISIS. In an article published in the New York Times today, Mr. Kerry said the terrorist group is a rising threat and exhibited repulsive savagery and cruelty, but could be checked with a united response of the broadest possible coalition of nations led by the United States. For more on all these stories, visit our website at voanews.com. This is Joe Palca, reporting from Washington on VOA.
That's the latest world news from VOA.